Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Do girls have a tougher time in today's world than they did a generation ago? Some think so and believe that something can be done about it. Let's go in depth with Linda Rosa and Kim Rosa of Pella. So Linda, is it tough to be a girl in today's world, do you think?
Yes, I think it is. They're faced with so many outside worldly things to push them into things that maybe they know aren't right. But because of peer pressure, they feel like, well, maybe I can just go along this time, not really realizing that if they stand up for what they believe, you know, maybe it'll have a difference for the other girls as well. But the bullying, the name-calling, the things that happen even in the school halls as they meet somebody and they just brush by them and call them a name, I've heard that has been happening a lot, and it, you know, makes me sad.
And you've got granddaughters you're worried about.
I have granddaughters, yes.
All right. And Kim, do you think it's tough to be a girl today?
I think it is tough to be a girl today. I think there's lots of things that are pushing on them, and they're also busy with their sports and their different activities that they forget to stop and think about what really they stand for and who they believe in. And I think they forget that they're a God's girl, and they need to act according to that every day. And when people are bullying or not being kind, they need to stop and stand up for the things that they know are right.
And so has this changed, do you think? Has it gotten worse since we were all kids, do you think?
I think girls are busier today, and there's so many things that are technology and fashion and society that are hounding them. They're seeing things on TV and whatnot that maybe we didn't all see back when we were growing up.
There's lots of bad stuff on TV, isn't there? I mean,
there is, and I've been teaching GEMS for over 25 years. So I look back at my little third graders way back then and the ones that I have now. And when they come, the things that they talk about are very different. And, you know, we have Facebook now, and there's Twitter and all these things. And if you look at Facebook sometime, you're just thinking, why is that there? You know, and these young girls are seeing things like that. And that has to be shaping their minds when that's not what we want them to be learning.
And what's GEMS?
GEMS is a girls' club, non-denominational, and it stands for Girls Everywhere Meeting the Savior.
All right, non-denominational in a Christian tradition.
Yes.
And so all girls are welcome.
All girls are welcome.
There's a lot of issues in society that directly confront faith in general, isn't there?
Very much so. Very much so.
And so it's hard to, in a very complex world, especially in the internet age, it's just tough, isn't it?
It is tough. We were talking the other day how in the morning the first thing you should think about is your day and pray to God so that he can direct you through your day. But the first thing a lot of us are doing is getting our iPods and checking our Facebook and our Instagram accounts and our Twitter accounts to see what's going on in this world. One gal mentioned to me that instead of doing that first thing, maybe what you should do is put a daily devotional on your iPod. So the first thing you open up is your devotional book instead of checking Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And you have girls?
I do have girls. I have two of them.
And how old are they?
They're in 6th and 7th grade. And then I have nieces who range from 5 years old to out of high school.
And the world that they're facing isn't anything like girls faced, you know, even 10 years ago. There's a whole new world out there, isn't there?
There is. And that world is teaching them that whatever you want, you take. I think it's not teaching the values that God has given us, that we need to be looking out for others, that what we stand up for is what God wants them to be. He wants them to be God's girl, not the world's girl.
And the world is pulling them that way because it's interesting, it's different, it's exotic, it's exciting.
Exactly. The advertisements that you see just on TV, and like you say, you can go to the internet, and everything is out there. You need this, you need that. And the mentality becomes a worldly mentality. What can I get? What's in it for me? How much can I have?
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about being a girl in today's world with Linda Rosa and Kim Rosa of Pella. And so all of the media is working toward that? Is it just the media, or is it other aspects of society?
I think the media plays a huge role in it, and I think us as moms and church leaders and different groups that we're involved in, we need to make sure that the girls are hearing the other part of it. So that's why we're both involved in GEMS.
And so we get caught up, and we all get caught up in waves. And so young people are going to be caught up in these kinds of waves too. And you're saying that girls just need to sort of stand up, look around, and think about what is going on around them?
I think they need to stop and think before they talk or before they act. If every time we would stop and think, which is hard to do, before we say something or before we act, what would God want us to do, or what is the right thing to do? And if they stop and think about that before they make the choice, maybe the things that they say won't be hurtful to other girls and their actions won't be hurtful towards other people.
And why are girls being hurtful to other girls? Why is that happening? I don't understand.
Well, I think we're all born sinful, and I think we all need to make choices so that we do not do things that hurt. It's sometimes easier, and the world has you put people down so that you feel better. So we all need to make choices so that we don't do that.
Well, I guess I was born so long ago. I remember girls were all nice, and they treated each other nice, and it was...
I know. It's scary out there today. I mean, I've heard my granddaughters, you know, I've talking, and what they've told me are... And it's, I guess I don't understand either why one girl is so mean to another girl, or why are they calling them names? I guess, is it because of all the media, the internet, the Facebook, or have we lost their values? You know, sometimes I think in this world, we as moms, grandmamas, everybody's so busy. Everybody's got jobs. They go here, they go there. Are we taking the time to walk alongside our daughters, our granddaughters, and be that role model and show them what the values are?
How does self-esteem play into this? Sometimes it seems like kids have so much self-esteem that it's just, you know, I don't know why they do, and other times it seems like they're, you know, some can be very low. What role does self-esteem, how do we find the right balance?
That's a good question. I think the balance comes from them knowing who they are, that they are created in God's image, and that everything that they do is a reflection of Him. And in this world, I don't think that values are put on that anymore. It's more, how does this girl dress? Where are her clothes from? To me, they're looking at the external of the girl, and she's no longer, I don't know if they're not portraying what's inside of them or they're hiding it, what's inside of them, because they want to get along with everybody. They don't want anybody to think they're different. But some girls have a lot of self-esteem, but sometimes it comes from the way they look. They're dressed perfectly, their hair's gorgeous, and I guess I'm not sure, you know, what plays in the fact that one girl has a lot of self-esteem and another doesn't.
It's hard to figure out.
I'm sure
we'd be getting big consulting contracts and television shows if we knew the answer to that.
That's for sure.
And so what do your daughters and granddaughters say about some of the challenges confronting them, if you don't mind sharing?
I think in today's world, I think a lot of girls feel like it's important to dress a certain way or to live in a certain place or to have a certain amount of money or to be good in sports or to be good in music or to be good in dance or to be good in gymnastics, whatever it is. I think they think that they need to be good at one of those things or have all of those things so that they are important. And what they really need to realize is that they're important in God's eyes, and all of that doesn't matter. But if they're involved in all of that, they can be involved in it, and they need to act appropriately when they're in those organizations, and they need to show love and kindness to others.
And so while participation is important, just because you might not be the star basketball player or the model beauty, it's okay.
It is okay. It's okay to be on a part of a team and to be able to go and exercise and hang out with your friends in the afternoon and to enjoy their company and to grow friendships with them. You don't have to be the star.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about being a girl in today's world with Linda Rosa and Kim Rosa of Pella. How do you encourage the girls to deal with peer pressure? Because sometimes it's when everybody around is talking a certain way, you just can't. It's hard. I mean, when you hear adults, and let's just be honest here, when you hear adults saying things you disagree with, and it's a big crowd, it's hard to say anything, isn't it?
It is very much so. And I have just third graders in my GEMS class, but we deal with that. This year we're actually, you know, we're, is the verse is whatever is right, whatever is pure, what is lovely, what is admirable. These are the things you need to think on. So every week that we meet, we go through lessons, and I try and bring that situations out that might be happening at school. And I say, what should you be doing, or what are you doing? And hopefully by getting them to think, even in this small setting, that maybe it'll, you know, fall over into when they get into school. But they bring up, you know, well, somebody just doesn't want me to go play with her, you know. And then so you have to try and get to them, okay, what should you be doing? And I guess as a teacher of GEMS, I just hope that maybe some of the things I say, and since we go through these scenarios, that when they go back to school, they remember some of it, and that maybe that's a small step in their, you know, in their life, that they start to learn to stand up and value themselves.
All right, so that they have some tools to work with.
Correct.
And so, Kim, do you ever have any problems standing up in a situation when adults are doing this? I'm just trying to give the kids a good, I mean, it's really, we act so, oh, you just have to do this and that and the other. When do we always have the courage to do that? I mean, are these unreal expectations, or am I?
I think as adults, we probably have those same issues, too. If you're out with a bunch of friends and someone's doing something wrong, it is hard to stand up and say something to them to tell them that they're not acting appropriate, or tell them to not gossip, or tell them not to talk badly about something. It's hard to stand up and say that, but we need to start being examples to our daughters and to our sons that it is appropriate to stand up and to make sure that people aren't bullying other people or making fun of other people, and that they are making the right choice.
So a lot of this is about bullying and making fun.
I think about bullying, making fun, and just being kind in general. I think kids have lost the art of just being kind, like a good morning in the morning, or opening the door for somebody, or, hey, do you not have someone to sit by at lunch? Come sit by me. I think they've forgotten that it's okay to step outside of your realm a little bit and not have your small little niche of circle of friends and be nice to everybody. Because in reality, in what the grades they're in now, when they get out of high school in 10 or 15 years, the little small clique of friends they have now, they won't have those same friends. It's all going to change, and it's not going to matter. They don't know that. It's not going to matter if Susie doesn't like the color of boots you wore 10 years from now. It's okay to wear purple boots and not yellow boots or whatever. You know, in 10 years, it's not going to matter.
They don't realize that. They can't realize
that. No, they don't, but I think we just need to make them realize that you need to be nice and kind to everyone, and that's how they should act.
Well, it's sort of interesting, you know, when we see an act of kindness, it's like all of a sudden, wow, that was really cool. That was an act of kindness. There aren't enough of them, are there?
No, they're not. I have a story that I share once in a while with. I used to bring my daughters and pick them up from school, and one day when I went to pick them up, there were probably 10 moms standing in the parking lot staring at a high school girl who was trying to back her car out of the parking lot. Now, this girl, I don't think had ever parked there before, did not have a clue what she was doing, and was going to hit the cars on both sides of her. When I walked up, I could not believe that 10 moms were standing there watching, and nobody was helping this girl. Nobody. She was going to hit two cars, ruin her vehicle, and I'm sure her parents at the end of the day were not going to be happy. So I walked over there and I said, hey, let me help you. And I directed her out and helped her get out of the parking lot safely, and she didn't ruin her car. And I think that's an example of how us as grown adults, why don't we step in and help people? It's just an act of kindness and being nice to help out others.
Well, and there's an event coming up where people can learn more about this, isn't there?
There is, and we're very excited about it. It's called the We Walk Tour, and it's going to be held January 19, that's Saturday, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. And it's going to be from 9 to 12:15 at the Pella Christian High School Vermeer Auditorium. And there are tickets. If you go online to www.itickets.com, they're $9 in advance, and they'll be $12 at the door. Sanctuary here in Pella also has tickets, so they can go there and buy them. But this is going to be just a really a great event. Michigan, Grand Rapids, has put together a wonderful program. We have Sarah Hilton. She's coming to be a speaker, and she's an author and writes books for girls, for the, especially the GEMS girls. She did used to author the Shine Brightly and Sparkle magazines for the girls. Grace and Colleen, they're two wonderful musicians, and they're coming all the way from Canada, and they're going to lead the praise and worship part of it, and they're always at our GEMS conferences, and so they're very exciting and just fun to sing along with. Lene Boltice, she's also coming, and she's going to be a mom talk. They're going to actually, we'll all be together for praise and worship. Then they're going to split up, the girls and the moms, and Lene's going to talk to the moms how they can partner with their daughters and what they can do for them. And then Sarah is going to talk to the girls, and she's just going to help them, to encourage them to become activists for Christ, no matter what their age, that they can avoid the indifference that goes on in this world, to stand up for what they believe in, that they're valued as girls. And it's just a challenge, girls, to understand that God has created them with a voice and a purpose, to recognize that in the transforming hands of Jesus, things change, and that one small act can impact lives. So we've just encouraged moms and daughters to come out, and it's for girls 4th through 8th grade, but if a mom has a 4th or 5th grader and they have a 2nd or 3rd grader at home, they're welcome to, you know, bring them as well. And we're also encouraging, sometimes moms are busy, and maybe they can't come on Saturday morning, but their daughters would love to come, especially if they've been involved with GEMS for a while. And so we encourage them to come out anyway. And there'll be hostesses there. Kim and I are going to be there. And we'll kind of partner them up with another mom or with one of our hostesses to, you know, so they're not by themselves when we put the girls together, so with their moms.
Well, I bet Grandma's coming, too, would be good, huh?
It would be great if Grandma's could come. And we just want to make sure, too, that it's a non-denominational event. It is hosted by GEMS Girls Club, but all churches in Pella and the surrounding areas are invited. And we would like all girls, 4th through 8th grade, with their mothers or a grandmother or a mentor to attend. And if your mom or daughter or if your mom can't attend with you, please come anyway.
Well, and how many people are you looking forward to? How many people are you hoping
to? We would love to have 700.
700?
700 is the challenge that's been put out there, yes, for us. We have so far got all of our needs met, not monetarily wise. So we know that God is blessing our event through that way. So we're hoping now that we can get all the girls to come. So we need 700 attendees to come. So please share the event with your family and friends. If you have questions about the event, you can log on to gemsgc.org, or you could also Google just the We Walk Tour Pella, Iowa, and you'll find more information about it.
Thanks to Linda Rosa and Kim Rosa for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.